Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 149, 5 ways snacking and frequent meals may cause weight gain. Many popular health books, and there are a lot of internet sites as well, will claim that snacking and eating frequent small meals, 6 meals a day, will boost your metabolism and help with weight loss. And so the question that we're going to address on this podcast is, does snacking, or for that matter, frequent meals, it's often 6 seems to be what is popular, does this cause weight gain or weight loss? Jeff's experience. Jeff struggled with weight issues his entire life. He also wanted to get off of his blood pressure medications, and I also had him on some medications to treat a heart arrhythmia. At the advice of a friend, he got a physical trainer at the gym in January, and I was excited for him. He was committed to try to help turn things around. His trainer told him that eating 6 small meals a day would keep his hunger away, boost his metabolism, and allow him to lose weight. Jeff was eager to try this approach, and so he did. And then at our last visit, I asked him, how did it go? Jeff responded, I did what he told me to do. Instead of 3 big meals, I ate 6 small meals, but the weight didn't come off. To be honest, I've gained 5 pounds in the last 2 months. While frequent small meals didn't work for Jeff, I have seen it help other patients. And you may be one of those people where your metabolism really works better with 6 small meals a day. Could it work for you? Let's review the science. First of all, 94% of Americans snack. Snacking has become part of our culture. According to the Snacking Motivations and Attitudes U.S. 2015 report, 94% of Americans snack. I'll confess, I'm one of the 94%. However, based on our research of people living in China's longevity village, people did not snack, and they also did not eat frequent small meals. In fact, most of the centenarians we interviewed ate just 2 or maybe 3 meals a day, and they didn't snack in between. Their daily feeding window was compressed to 10 hours for those eating 3 meals a day, and just a 6-hour feeding window for those who ate 2 meals a day. This means that they went the other 14 to 18 hours each day without anything to eat. This is now what we call intermittent fasting. So let's jump into it. 5 ways snacking and frequent meals may cause weight gain. So why do so many people gain weight with snacking, or a lot of people may gain weight with frequent small meals? Let me give you 5 ways that this can occur. Now, I should point out that many of my patients, they actually do very well on 6 meals a day. I've had some who've lost a lot of weight. The key is if you are going to try this approach is, number one, you have to eat the right foods, and number two, you have to make sure that the 6 small meals a day don't start becoming 6 medium-sized meals a day or 6 large meals a day. And everybody is different. I know for me, it's hard. If I tried this approach, I'm sure the 6 small would be 6 medium or 6 large pretty quick. So it doesn't work for everyone, but for some people it does. Let's review the data. 5 ways snacking and frequent meals may cause weight gain. Number one, you end up eating more. Americans now get 1/3 of their calories from snacking. And based on a recent study, Americans are now eating 15 hours a day. 15 hours a day they're eating. It's one long continuous meal. In the study, researchers found that anything eaten after 6:36 p.m. at night was simply more calories than their body needed for the day. Based on the benefits of intermittent fasting, these researchers then allowed study participants to eat anything they wanted. However, they just had to limit their daily feeding window to 10 to 11 hours. Remarkably, researchers found that even though the study participants could eat anything they wanted, their daily calorie consumption went down by 20% when you limit them to a 10 to 11 hour feeding window. They also found that they had lost a lot of weight, had less hunger, more energy, and they slept better at night. So if you are somebody who is eating all day long, the six small meals a day, at least from this study, it seems that 6:36 at night was the cutoff of when you started eating more energy than your food, than your body needed. And by cutting back on that feeding window, that it could offer tremendous benefits for weight loss. And I've also seen many patients who have lost tremendous amounts of weight just by limiting their feeding window. They can eat anything they want, but it's just in a very short period of time during the day. So that's the complete opposite of the six small meals a day. And everyone's different. Some will do better on the standard three. Some will do better restricting their feeding window to a intermittent fasting. Some will do better with basically grazing all day long with six small meals. And I think the key is really to find out what works best for you. Number two, metabolism is not increased by snacking or frequent meals. Despite popular belief, this is a myth buster here. Metabolism is not increased by snacking. Metabolism is not increased by frequent small meals. This has never been proven. When this question was put to the test in medical studies, yes, indeed, it turns out to be another weight loss myth. Indeed, in a review of all medical studies published on snacking, frequent small meals, and metabolism, researchers concluded that there was no change in metabolism. You can't change your calorie burn rate by snacking. You can't change your calorie burn rate by eating six small meals a day. Of course, I should point out that these studies were averages of many people. There may be some people out there, some people listening to this podcast, who perhaps their metabolism is sped up with six small meals a day. So, but I'm just saying that in a population, if you pool large groups of people, you don't see that in studies. If you think you're one of these people, monitor yourself. You may be one of these people. The key is really to find out what works best for you and then do it. Number three, snackers eat alone. Not only have we become a nation of snackers, studies show that we also enjoy snacking alone. Eating with others helps you to eat better, to eat in a more healthy manner. For example, there are many studies showing that family meals or people who eat with families, it helps in maintaining a healthy weight. Unless your family or friends are encouraging you to eat junk food, regular meals with others may help significantly with nutrition and weight loss. If nothing else, it slows down the meal. And that's a big challenge, is it takes 20 to 30 minutes for your brain to register what you're eating. And a lot of times enjoying a great meal with family or friends will slow down the eating process. And you're likely to eat healthier, make more healthy choices, and consume less. Number four, snacking and frequent small meals are often unhealthy. According to the Nielsen report, here are the top seven snack choices enjoyed by Americans. So here they are. You ready? Seven. Number one, and this is in order, chips. Surprise, surprise. Number two, chocolate. Now, you've heard on previous podcasts, chocolates can be healthy if it is very dark, ideally 70% or darker, with minimal added sugar. Even cacao chips may even be better. Number three, cheese. Number four, cookies. Number five, fruit. Yay! Number six, bread. Number seven, crackers. So you can see that of the top seven snacks enjoyed by Americans, only fruit has been shown to prevent weight gain. So studies show that snackers, and this even applies to people who eat frequent small meals, often end up eating less nutritious foods. So if you're going to eat six meals a day, focus on the right things. Make sure you're getting vegetables in all those six meals a day, and that it's not chips six meals a day. So you got to watch that. Number five, always hungry. Despite claims to the opposite, many snackers and frequent small meal eaters never fully feel satisfied. Medical studies support this finding. I know that I'm this way. Snacking doesn't fill me up. Six small meals doesn't fill me up. I feel like I'm always hungry. Everyone's different. You've got to find what works well for you. So let me review these five common pitfalls for people who do snack. That's 94% of us, as well as those who like six small meals a day. So the five common pitfalls. Number one, you end up eating more. Remember, studies show that about 6:30 at night, actually it was 6:36 from the study, is when you start crossing over, consuming more energy than your body needs. Number two, metabolism is not increased by snacking or frequent meals in studies. You might be different, but in studies, it didn't happen. Number three, snackers eat alone. So if you're going to eat your six small meals a day, find someone to share it with. It'll make it a lot more enjoyable, and it may help you in your process. Number four, snacks and frequent small meals are often unhealthy. So make sure if you're a six meal a day person, you're getting your vegetables in six times a day. Number five, always hungry. And so track it. You may be one of those that you need three good-sized meals to feel fully satisfied. Otherwise, you feel like you're always wanting more. How to snack right. For those who need or want to snack, there is hope. Snacking can be incredibly nutritious. Snacking can be very filling if it's done right. It starts each day with breakfast. For many of my patients, once they eliminate the added sugars and the processed carbohydrates, many of them no longer feel the need to snack. Sugars and processed carbohydrates, they'll make you hungry again. We've covered this on previous podcasts. If you can get those out, or at least significantly minimize them in your life, you may find that you don't need to snack anymore. For example, when you replace the bagel, processed carbohydrates, fruit juice, processed carbohydrates, breakfast cereal, processed carbohydrates, energy bar, processed carbohydrates, granola or instant oatmeal, which are all processed carbohydrates, with real food, most people feel full until lunchtime. And you may be wondering, well, what is a real carbohydrate then? That comes from real food sources, like an orange or vegetables or beans. These are real carbohydrates. They are not processed. I have found that for me, some nut butter on Ezekiel bread, a few dark chocolate almonds, fruit, and a salad helps keep me full until lunch. And that's often what I'll eat for breakfast. That's what works for me. That's what I found keeps me going without getting the hunger pains at 10 or 10:30 and feeling like I need to snack before lunchtime. I've found that that's what keeps me going, so I don't need to snack and I can get to lunch and not be hungry. Everyone's different though. When counseling patients on snacks, let me give you my three recommendations. Number one, if you're hungry, eat more vegetables or drink more water. There is no limit to the number of vegetable snacks you can have each day. For a lot of people trying to lose weight, raw vegetables seem to work better than cooked vegetables. And that's because the body has to work harder to digest them and it's more filling. Now, it depends as far as from nutrition, it really depends on the vegetable. For some foods, cooking may unlock certain nutrients. For others, it really doesn't matter. It varies. But raw vegetables are great snacks for people trying to lose weight. Number two, eat a fruit. Studies show that the most filling fruit are berries and apples. So if you're trying to lose weight, you're looking for a filling fruit, berries and apples are probably going to be a better choice than, say, something like mango or pineapple, which tends to be much more sugary. Number three, have a handful of nuts or seeds. When it comes to nuts and seeds, some moderation is needed. This is why I recommend just a handful as a single snack. I've seen many patients gain weight by eating endless quantities of nuts and seeds. If you're one of those that just wants to munch on nuts and you can't stop, you may need a smaller container. I love nuts. I love seeds. I eat a lot of these every day, but you have to practice some moderation. Now, there may be some people who don't, but others may need to. Let's bring it all home now. Take home message. Eating all day long doesn't boost metabolism. Sorry. When it comes to eating and metabolism, as I've mentioned over and over again on this podcast, everyone is different. The key is to find out what works for you and then do it. I still snack. That's my confession. I find that my body is ready for dinner somewhere around 5 o'clock each day. The problem is that I'm often still in surgery or seeing patients at 5 o'clock, or kids have activities at night, and so we may not be able to get family dinner till a little bit later. And so sometimes I need that healthy snack right around 4:30 or 5 o'clock at night to keep me going until we can enjoy a nice family dinner later in the evening. Once again, everyone's different. I found that that's what works well for me. And then on the weekends, we tend to have an earlier family dinner, so I don't need that snack. But during the weekday, when, you know, I may still have one more surgery to go, or we've got soccer practice, gymnastics, piano, whatever, that I may need that 4:30, 5 p.m. snack just to keep me going. So does snacking or do frequent small meals work for you or not? Please share your experiences. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com. Go to blog number 149, 5 Ways Snacking and Frequent Meals May Cause Weight Gain. Scroll down to the bottom, and I'd love to hear your experiences. Also, if you have any questions about anything that you've heard, please leave your questions there. I'll answer them. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.